Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Senate voted Thursday night to raise the federal debt limit to avoid an economic disaster for now. The vote was along party lines in support of a bill to raise the government's debt ceiling by nearly a half trillion dollars. The Treasury Department says this will allow the government to avoid default until December 3rd. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress must work out a better way of dealing with the debt limit.
What is needed now is a long-term solution so we don't go through this risky drama every few months. And we hope Republicans will join in enacting a long-term solution to the debt limit in December. We're ready to work with them.
The House must still approve the measure before President Biden can sign it into law. Congress must also approve bills to provide enough money for the government to stay in business. A stopgap spending bill expires also on December 3rd. At a House committee hearing Thursday on a GOP-ordered 2020 election audit of Maricopa County, Arizona, Republican lawmakers repeated several false claims outlined in the audit report. From member station KJZZ, Ben Giles has more.
During the hearing, Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs was asked if President Biden won the vote in his state.
I don't know who won in Arizona because there are a lot of questions and anomalies that have arisen through the audit that were not answered.
Those so-called anomalies, including false accusations about duplicate ballots, have been debunked by county election officials. Maricopa County Board Chair Jack Seller said it's troubling that some would repeat false claims.
When you give people the facts and they still do not accept them, that's a problem.
The county's 2020 election results have been confirmed by multiple audits and certified by state officials. For NPR News, I'm Ben Giles in Phoenix.
The State Department is calling on Iran to resume talks on reviving a nuclear deal before it's too late. The United States is worried about advances that Iran is making to its nuclear program while the talks are on hold. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Iranian officials have been telling other countries involved in the nuclear deal that the Vienna talks will resume soon. State Department spokesperson Ned Price has been saying that for a while now.
We hope their definition of soon matches our definition of soon. We would like negotiations to resume in Vienna as soon as possible. We have been saying this not for weeks now, but for months now.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with his Russian counterpart this week about the talks aimed at getting both Iran and the U.S. back into the nuclear deal, which the Trump administration left. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
This is NPR News. The cleanup continues off Huntington Beach in Southern California, where an underwater pipeline ruptured last week. Blobs of crude oil started washing ashore over the weekend. The Coast Guard is investigating whether a ship's anchor might have snagged and bent the pipeline, causing a break. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he'll move the company's headquarters from Fremont, California to Austin, Texas. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports.
Musk made the announcement at an annual shareholders meeting at his new Texas Tesla factory. Musk said the company would also be expanding in California as well, since the factory there is, quote, jammed, but the Bay Area's housing costs and space limitations were factors.
Here in Austin, and our factory is like 5 minutes from the airport, 15 minutes from downtown, and we're going to create an ecological paradise here on the because we're right on the Colorado River. It's going to be great.
The factory is slated to be completed this year. Musk moved to Texas last year, and his other company, SpaceX, is located and growing in the Rio Grande Valley. For NPR News, I'm Paul Flav.
Abortions resumed in Texas Thursday, a month after a law went into effect that banned most abortions in the state. A federal judge Wednesday night blocked the law from being enforced while the matter is being litigated. Texas plans to appeal. The law leaves enforcement solely up to private citizens who can sue anyone who helps a woman procure an abortion after cardiac activity is detected, usually at about 6 weeks. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.